If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Now, here's Ira.
The Sound Podcast is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS connects you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about the artists and topics you love. Visit OSIRISPOD.com to check out our shows. In fact, you should check out No Simple Road or Inside Out with Turner and Seth. Both are great shows. OSIRIS works in partnership with Jambase, which connects music fans with the music they love and empowers them to go see live music. For more, check them out at jambase.com. The show starts now.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tupelo from Jackie Greene's latest live release, Live from Town Hall. Jackie has long been one of our favorites because he represents a kind of songwriting and storytelling we appreciate, and his talents as a singer and player are also significant. Lots has changed in his life since his appearance on our show back in October of 2017. He's moved back west, and now he's a father. He has also released the second installment of the Modern Lives EP, Volume 2, and Live from Town Hall, which was recorded back in October of 2018 with a very hot band aptly named the Modern Lives Band. So it only made sense to catch up with Jackie, and our conversation started when I asked about his daughter, a star in many of his Instagram posts.
I mean, what can you say? You know, I'm a dad now, and it's been amazing. Everybody said it would be, and it's just like, I've been lucky that I've been able to be at home with her. I've had shows, I've had gigs here and there, but I've really made an effort to take some time off and be at home with her for the, first year of her life on this planet,
Right. Right. I guess being and sort of, your touring and putting out music has sort of reflected that break. Have you been thinking about writing new music? Are you always writing new music? And now that you have this sort of new sense of probably purpose and inspiration, maybe that writing comes a lot easier, at least the lyric part.
So I basically have, I get up in the morning and I'm always sort of writing songs. I think one of the things about being a person who makes records is that you're always, you got something cooking. You know what I mean? No matter whether it's purposely for a record or whatever, you just always got songs going. And nowadays it's like, man, they're just flying out of me. And so, so that's what I'm doing this last, I'm at home, I'm writing a lot, and there's a lot of different perspective, being a dad, or that is new for me,
Right.
So writing a lot about that, loosely about that. And then I'm getting a lot of inspiration, from being a dad, just the whole thing. I mean, parents probably get it intuitively, but I wasn't a dad just a couple of years ago. And now, the whole life has changed. So it's for the better. It's great.
You are prolific in the music that you put out and the writing and even, for a long time, the playing that you were doing. When you're able to record and put out a record that is a live record, like Live from the Town Hall, how exciting is that for you, for the audience that doesn't necessarily get to see you sort of still take in the live Jackie Greene experience, because it is so different from the record experience?
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah. So what's that like for you to select, was this one performance or was this a collection of performances that?
It was one performance. And I mean, the fact that it came out is pretty lucky in and of itself. Cause it's like, we were just recording it, not really planning to necessarily release it or anything. We just wanted to see, what we sounded like, basically.
Right.
And it turned out it was great. And it was that particular show, that night at the town hall, I really felt like, man, if there was any show to record, that would have been it. And luckily we did it. So, when we started listening back to it, I'm like, man, this is great. I love this new band. The vibe was so good. We got to put this out. So, I mean, it was a little bit of a no-brainer in that respect, but yeah, just being able to sort of have the live experience and then the record album experience and get that to the fans is it's something I want to continue to do. By the way, I'd like to continue making live records, and because I think it's fun, it's a different showcases a different side, I think, of myself and also the cast of the band,
Yeah, I mean, it's a smoking hot band, right? I mean, this is Nathan Dale. Let's give him a shout out. Nathan Dale on guitar, Shannon Sanders on keyboards, Megan Coleman John Smoke Lucas, which is, I mean, he comes by that pretty naturally. Ben Rubin, and then the horn section. I mean, this is the thing, right? When people think of Jackie Green, they think of, you know, singer, songwriter, acoustic guitar, or dude in his basement. I remember the Modern Lives discussion, the first one, about you putting this whole thing together, and then you know, playing all the parts for all the songs on your own, and then you hear the Smokin' Band live, and it's just a totally different Jackie Green experience. It sounds even more, I guess the word, you sound even more eclectic in that setting than you would, you know, just as you at the piano or you playing guitar.
I mean, the idea in my mind is like, you know, putting this band together, I wanted to have something that could be, that could, you know, could just get that humongous, powerful sound, you know?
Right.
And then, but at the same time, be able to do those, like Hallelujah, those delicate sort of gospel songs. And the other thing is like, you know, like Shannon, for example, is a, you know, legit gospel organ player. And it's funny, you know, he told me, he's like, man, I always wanted to play in a rock and roll band. I was like, man, I always wanted to have a gospel organ player in my rock and roll band.
So right.
It kind of really works out. And, you know, he and I are writing some songs together as well. And he comes from a pretty heavy R&B and gospel background. And we're sort of finding out where, you know, where we can intersect our two things. And it's, you know, we're going to put something out later, hopefully later this year. And it's cool. It's cool stuff we're working on. So, yeah, that band has sparked more music. You know, it's not just a live band. It's a whole creative force. You know,
and that's the plan for now, is to kind of stick with now,
yeah,
yeah.
I want to get. I'm getting a lot more material together, and I want to have. In my mind, I'm thinking of like a few different kinds of records to make, but you know, see which one comes up first. And just keep, you know, I just keep writing. I have a studio in my house, and I just, you know, it's sort of like having the kid makes it a little bit more of a, almost like a day job. I take the baby to her daycare.
Yep.
And you know, I spend hours with her in the morning. It's so much, you know, so much fun. Change poopy diapers, all that stuff, and take her to her daycare, and then I'm able to come home and work in the studio for about 4 or 5 hours. And then mom comes home from work and, you know, and then we do dinner and yep. family time and all that stuff. But, you know, it's like, it kind of compresses my work schedule into a schedule, I guess. That's the best way to put it, you know, and I have some structure in your life, kid. You know? Now I've got a little bit of it.
Does being on the West Coast help too? I remember that when we spoke, there was a whole different set of circumstances by being on the East Coast and by being in Brooklyn and being cramped up in a smaller place. I would imagine that being back out West sort of gives you a little bit more freedom to think about stuff and to not be so confined in the city.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I love New York. I love Brooklyn, but there are limitations to, you know, what you can do studio wise, obviously, in your own place. Cause you know, I mean, unless you're rolling with a ton of cash, you don't have a huge place, you know? So,
right.
So there's that. I mean, you know, there's, you know, and I, you know, I'm from California, so right. I'm back in Sacramento where I'm from. So it's, you know, feels natural to me. And, we have a place where I can bang on the drums reliably most hours of the day. And, nobody says a word. So yeah, in that respect, it's easier. But you know, my whole life has changed, you know, so it's like two different people now we're talking right. about. So, you know, now I have this other thing called a baby.
Yeah. it's a big part of things, for sure. There is some touring going on in May and June. And are you touring with a full band to these City Winery dates?
The City Winery dates are going to be acoustic shows. Nathan and me and myself.
Right.
And the one, I believe they're the next month after that, Southern California run through Red Rocks is going to be the full band. Right. So we're gonna Nate and I are gonna warm it up, and then we'll close it down with the big band.
It's so great to hear you from you, and you are working on so much more music. So we will get a chance to do that again. The other thing is that Blue Rose, I mean, this is your first real go round. I mean, you know, the two Modern Lives EPs and then this live record. That's the other big change, is the Blue Rose component. How integral have they been in sort of moving the process along and sort of being a backbone to what you're doing?
Well, it's probably the best situation that's ever occurred to me, because Blue Rose has made it so I'm able to be at home and work on songs and not have to worry about, you know, playing every single gig that comes up. So they've been really, really supportive with music, basically, getting me to write. So, which is exactly what I want to be doing. So it's, you know, it's kind of been a win-win all the way around.
I still can't believe that this label, and really not just the label, but the philosophy and the people involved in the label and the great work that y'all are doing, and you know, you're a big part of it. Raising money and keeping arts in schools and stuff, and just the incredible amount of music that is coming out of this group is just outstanding.
Yeah. It's funny because like that's how it started. You know, the owner Joe and we met. He's a good friend of mine now. We met because I played his benefit, and this was years ago. And he didn't have a label yet. It was just a benefit, and everything was born out of this Blue Rose Foundation. And we decided he wanted to get in the music business, and well, what do you do? So we just started talking, and we're like, we need to just get the right people, because it's more about the people than it is about anything else. Just who do you want to work with? What fosters creativity? What are the, you know, all these questions that artists ask each other. You know, we wanted to involve artists, basically. And so that's what we're doing, you know?
I mean,
it's a little bit, you know, who knows what it is? You know, we're not even really quite sure what it is, but we're out there doing it, and it's, you know, no rest for the wicked, so...
Well, you know, selfishly as a music fan, I love it, because I know that the label or the organization or the foundation is committed to putting out great music from the likes of, you know, Chris Jacobs and Tim Bloom and Greg Locano and, you know, all your friends, Jason Crosby and Elliot. Oh, yeah. It's just amazing what they do. It really,
and that's,
it truly
that's
is.
The idea. The whole idea is to nurture all of that. And so, because the thing is like what I realize, what musicians realize, and maybe the larger labels don't, is that there's a hunger for music, whether it's live concerts or it's, you know, records or it's YouTube videos or it's whatever it might be. Right? There's just a hunger for it, particularly from all the people you just mentioned. And so we want to give, you know, we're trying to give that platform to all these artists to get out there and do it, you know. And I think it's a good time for that, you know. I mean, there's not, you know, it's not the money making business like it was in the 90s, you know. It's not that anymore, and that's okay, you know. I think that's okay. I think it's okay that it's more, I've said it before, it's more like a blue collar job in some ways, because it's, you know, I'm getting up and I'm writing in the morning. I have, you know, obligate. It's not like, you know, no one's flying on a private jet.
right.
So
yeah,
it's not like that, you know. There's not, you know, no one's doing eight balls in the back. You know, it's everybody's working hard, and that's kind of what we're cultivating, that culture and that, you know, in our group here. So. I like that, because I think that's worthy, and I think that's something worth doing. So
it's probably more in line with your ethos as a musician anyway than necessarily riding high in private jets.
I think that's true of a lot of everybody you just mentioned too.
Yeah.
It's like everybody, you know, they're all like, you know, that's the whole goal, is like, we're not trying to, you know, be anything we're not. We're just trying to we're just trying to, what's the best way to foster creativity in all these artists and all our friends, and we're trying to figure that out, you know. That's the name of the game.
Well, congratulations, because I think you're doing a fine job with all of it, and we can't thank you enough. We're excited for the new music, and
new music, yeah,
yeah, and yeah, keep it up, man. I mean, that's we just wanted to check in and make sure everything was groovy, and glad to hear it is, and we're psyched to hear new music with the full band. So. Anytime, whenever that's ready, don't be shy. We'd love to hear some of it.
We'll get it to you. I mean, I'm thinking this year, you know.
Awesome.
It's going to be something this year. Sure.
Cool, man. Well, good luck with those dates and Red Rocks. I mean, that's exciting. Have you played Red Rocks? I can't remember.
I have. We a long time ago, we opened for the Allman Brothers there once.
Wow.
A long time ago. I mean, that was years and years ago. And then I played there with Phil a handful of times.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been there. I've been there a few times. I'm looking forward to it. And it'll be summer, too, so it'll be awesome. It'll be great.
And probably a little different with your own band doing your own thing than, you know.
Right. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Cool. Well, July 4th, that's an exciting day, and Blues Traveler always plays Red Rocks on July 4th, so should be good times, and we look forward to hearing about it and catching up with you real soon. Jackie, thanks for taking the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
As cool as they come, Jackie Green is always a great guest. We're so psyched about the music he's working on with the Modern Lives Band, because, man, that's a smoking outfit. By the way, you should definitely check out BlueRoseMusic.com to learn about their great roster of musicians and to learn more about their foundation. For more on Jackie, including tour dates and some cool videos, visit JackieGreen.com. Before we leave you, have a listen to another cut from Live from Town Hall. Here is Crazy Comes Easy.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit OsirisPod.com. Thanks for listening. Osiris.